The dog named Dorado had been dropped at the Unalakleet checkpoint on March 11th by rookie musher Paige Drobny of Fairbanks. But high winds and poor weather on March 14th grounded commercial airplanes and race personnel were unable to fly drop dogs back to Anchorage. More than 130 Iditarod race dogs were being cared for in Unalakleet. It's a regional hub along the Iditarod Trail. As the storm became more severe, volunteers moved just over 100 dogs inside. Due to lack of space, they relocated roughly 30 to what they call a more protected outdoor area. According to a press release, an Iditarod Trail Committee volunteer veterinarian checked on the dogs around 3 a.m. At 8:30 a.m., another round of checks took place. Eight dogs were found buried by drifted snow, including Drobny's dog Dorado, who was found deceased. Preliminary necropsy results indicate the dog died of asphyxiation. Further results will be available within the next 30 days. Mushers often drop dogs during the race to prevent injury, illness, and sometimes even as part of their race strategy. Drop dogs are left in the care of volunteer race veterinarians at checkpoints. Over the last week, race marshal Mark Nordman, head veterinarian Stuart Nelson, as well as Paige Drobny and husband and fellow musher Cody Straith, and other Iditarod personnel have met for a series of discussions on how to improve care and handling of drop dogs. In its press release, the ITC lists a number of mitigation measures to ensure better dog care in the future. The race will build dog boxes to house dogs in both the McGrath and Unalakleet checkpoints. The organization will also arrange for more frequent flights out of checkpoints. Veterinarians will also patrol dog lots where drop dogs are staying more frequently. Race officials will continue to work with mushers and volunteers on dog care issues. In a post on her kennel's website, musher Paige Drobny called the ITC's announcement positive change. Reporting in Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.